What's up, everybody? Can We Keep It Real podcast, man? It's your boy, Mikey. We back. You know, I wanted to come on the audio version, you know, talk a little bit about what has been going on over there in Cumberland. There's things I could say here that you really can't see over there. Not that I got anything against the Cumberland Junior Clippers organization. You know, I heard about this story. This isn't nothing new. A little bit of time has passed. So, you know, but this man, he reached out to me and, you know, broke it down. My son's, you know, not being allowed to play. I like to come on your podcast. And at first, I let it go because, you know, I get a lot of them. A lot of disgruntled parents. Not saying all parents are disgruntled that wanted to come on and talk about how their kids not allowed. So anyway, I listened to the story. I finally talked to him. Very, very heartbreaking, compelling story, right? Has all the facts, has the evidence. Say, bang, this is what happened. This is what's going on. Yes, am I a tough coach? Yes, am I going to apologize for this? No. So he comes on. I'll say I did it maybe, we'll call it a Thursday, the original show. I'm not really, no. A couple days ago, 3, 4, or 5 days ago, the first show. It was Friday night, actually, because it was the night of the championship. Breakthrough Academy 7-on-7 because I had Coach Emerson was scheduled to come on that night and talk about the championship, which he did. Go check that episode out over on the Can We Keep It Real podcast Facebook page. So Emerson comes on. We talk to Breakthrough. He knows Eddie. So Eddie Insko explains to Emerson what's going on. And then we pretty much get into Breakthrough Academy. Well, a few days later, I'm going through my inboxes and you end up, you know, you get a lot of them petitions, you know, so they're always interesting to read. Some stick out. And yes, you sign them because, and then I see, you know, 6-year-old Colin banned from football. I said, 6 years old, banned. This is what Eddie was talking about, but Eddie didn't really go too crazy when he came on the podcast. You know, if that was my child, I already said I would have been doing like, I would have been yelling as high as I can on every platform I could get on. I already have 12 different platforms. Speaking of that, shout out to Anchor, shout out to Spotify, giving me the energy to do this, you know, working with their great technology. So shout out to Anchor by Spotify. You know, it's nice to have that relationship going on. You know, but anyway, back to this Cumberland Clippers thing, you know. So then I did a live stream and I read the actual petition. And give me a minute and I'll actually bring it up. So I read the actual petition and I'm reading and I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I was like 6 years old. He'd never been part of the league. And the craziest part is, oh, look at that. I just read that Johnston Public Schools will not have a mask mandate. Salute to Johnston Public Schools for standing their ground. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people are going to have issues over this, but we're not going to get into that right now. So we are going to continue. I'm just trying to find the, and you could definitely go to Can We Keep It Real podcast or hashtag Let Colin Play Football. We'll have an update soon for everybody. But yeah, the title was Let Colin Play Youth Football for the Junior Clippers. 6-year-old gets lifetime ban. Shame. Go over to, what is it, change.org. It's the petition website. And definitely sign the petition. But now let's get into this a little more because I actually, here it is. I mean, everybody I reached out to, a lot of people reached back, you know, backing up Eddie Insko, backing up Colin's story. It looks like, you know, there's over 350 signatures. So it just went up to 353. But the story pretty much reads like this. It was started by Jason Dean, I believe, who was a former president who resigned from the organization over what is going on here. And it says 6-year-old Colin Insko received a lifetime ban from the Cumberland Junior Clippers without even being part of the organization. Shame on the Junior Clippers. Shame on those who are part of the organization who remains silent. Remember, what hurts the victim the most is not the cruelty of the oppressor, but the silencer of the bystander. In 2019, a personality conflict between a board member and a father, Eddie Insko, a member of the organization for 14 years, and then coach of Colin's 12-year-old brother Austin's team, resulted in Eddie's removal from the organization. A move that they're saying was a breach of the organization bylaws. Now, the Junior Clippers board then attempted to also ban Colin, who's 12-year-old brother, another breach of the organization bylaws, according to this. These are not my words, I'm reading. The attempted ban of Austin's caused conflict among the board, resulted in the resignation of six board members. Anytime you got six board members stepping down. And to let you know, I did reach out to the Cumberland Junior Clippers, and I have yet to get a real response. The only response I did get, please send us your information, we will contact you tomorrow, which I've done that. You know, so in all fairness, I would love to hear their side, as long as they don't want to come on here and slander anybody, because I would not allow you to be slandered. The attempted ban of Austin caused conflict among the board and resulted in a resignation of six board members. Austin was allowed to play, and the board member rescinded their resignation. But however, in the next election, the parents who were trying to ban the 12-year-old boy gained the majority of the board and used their new power to gain breach the bylaw and ban a six-year-old. And I think the bylaw that they use for the banning is that you can't go on social media and talk bad about the Cumberland Junior Clippers, which I don't even know if that's legal inside our Constitution. Like, we have a First Amendment right that gives us that protection to go on social media and say these crazy things and say that an organization that has tons of kids around them is treating one unfairly because they're in their feelings over the parent, and that there is no other way to look at this. Where you screwed up, Cumberland, I'll tell you right now, where you screwed up was letting one player, one brother play. Wanted to get rid of the family, you should have done so. But no, you allowed one player to play, and I would ask myself why. You would say, let's see, or a league, not you, because I don't want you to think I have anything against the, you know, it's this situation. And there's also a number on here to call the Cumberland Town Hall at 401-728-2400. Now, the one response that I did end up getting came off a Cumberland Concerned Citizens post, and I always heard anything that starts with concerned is concerning. So one thing that came off there was, it was paragraph after paragraph after paragraph, and there was a lot of slander. There was a lot of things that if these things went on, why did you not contact the authorities? If this is what you're saying, you won't allow him to come to the field because people would feel unsafe, is what you're saying. I'm just curious. I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm trying to stay neutral. The mayor's involved. People are asking that the organization not use the fields if they ban a six-year-old. I think USA Football reached out to the parent. Board members jump ship. They say it's an out-of-state family that came from Massachusetts, that came into Cumberland, that run the organization. And by the next election, and that's the problem with a lot of these boards. Like, a lot of times these votes, you give them too much power and they're voting the old timers out. They're voting the guys out that ran this organization for a long time, or they're making it so political that they just give up and don't even want to do this anymore. They totally give up. So here we are. This is going months into it, but it's only a few days since Can We Keep It Real podcast, you know, brought it to the public's attention. And let me tell you, it went around the state. It went around the football community. Like, people are definitely talking. And it's a shame because that's controversy is like get the biggest draws. And we don't want that. We want to pick up football. We want to have great stories like Quiddy Pay and Will Blackman. Quiddy Pay's brother that's doing very well in college. You know, our local kids that are going to college. You know, the Willie Turners, the Aaron Perez, the Gavin Cooneys, the kids that are out of high school now going to the next level, the kids that are going to play semi-pro. You know, we need to get these type of numbers talking about these kids, but unfortunately, you only want to hear the dirt. And, like, I could only imagine, if I did a podcast on everything I hear, my goodness, because at times, this is a big, you know, gossip gets around football. There's board members that are doing crazy things. There's school departments that are doing crazy things. Look at what Juanita Sanchez did. You know, they get a great coach from what I heard, you know, that's been very, very strong in the community, doing great things, doing the right thing, worked his butt off all through COVID. Worked his butt off through COVID, had all the recommendations in the world, but he had a felony 25 years ago. Oh, we can't even look at it. See, here's the problem with some of these schools. And we all know over at Juanita Sanchez, you definitely have a nepotism issue. You definitely have an issue where the superintendent favors certain people that like feet. I mean, that's just what I heard. I don't know how true it is, but I heard. You know, so we have to talk about these type of things because you still have Juanita Sanchez with no head coach. Why? Because who wants that job? Respect to the football organization, you know. Shout out to all you kids. You kids deserve a lot more. You deserve an administration that will go all out for you guys. And they'll do the necessary things to bring you back to a Super Bowl team like you once was. Juanita Sanchez was a Super Bowl team. And then the league, like they do all the time, respect to them, they want to step you up a year too soon. They bring Juanita Sanchez up, bang, in Division II, bang, boom, bang. They beg to get out of two. They go to three, bang, boom, bang. You know, they get all banged up. They show up this past season. Johnston High School, 15, 16 kids on the team. They get knocked around. Kids get hurt. I make a comment. Everybody goes crazy. Johnston coach accused me of saying he was headhunting, taking kids out. And they're like, no, I didn't say that. I just said that Johnston beat up on Juanita Sanchez pretty bad. And that's no lie. Johnson did beat up on Juanita Sanchez pretty bad, but Juanita Sanchez should have not been taking the field with 15 or 16 players. That's my opinion. Some coaches do it. That's on you. I don't think it's safe. And what happened the rest of the season? Juanita Sanchez coach didn't play another game. And Juanita Sanchez coach leaves and goes to LaSalle now to be an assistant. Sometimes these coaches take these teams and they realize that you, we're not leaders. You look at Coach Cato up in West Warwick for a long, long time. 7 years. I don't know how West Warwick done it. Respect to Coach Cato. Don't know him. I'm just talking about the facts. Look at how West Warwick was under Coach Cato. Coach Cato comes from Tolman. Plays his butt off. Like, really coaching good football. They were very, very a strong football team. He leaves there. He goes to West Warwick. He comes in an organization where it always been the inside guys running the program. Legendary coaches. Winning championships. That is a important reason why West Warwick is up there with Barville as the most football state championships. Yes, Bishop Hendricken will come in and they'll say the post-Super Bowl era, you know, because they did things differently a long time ago. A long time ago, it was if you had more games in your division, you win. That's how Mount Pleasant has like 8 of them. But Mount Pleasant, really, when they were having that big successful run, Mount Pleasant didn't play in the Super Bowl. There was no Super Bowl, so we don't know how things would have resulted, but Mount Pleasant had dominant teams back then. Just like coming up in the mid to late 80s, Classico had a dominant team. There's, you know, the Intruders had a dominant team. There's been runs, and it's because of your coaching. So we were talking about West Warwick High School. You have Cato all them years, 7 years. I don't know how you justified keeping him around. But now he's gone. He goes to Ponegansett as a defensive coordinator. And now he don't want the defensive coordinator position. And he takes another position. But I understand Ponegansett, shout out to Coach Cook. Nice, nice guy. He needed some assistant coaches up there. So we're going to see how that all plays out. I definitely like how Division 4 is shaping up. I mean, like I said, Hope and Juanita Sanchez, you know. But we go back to accountability with these programs, accountability with these organizations. You got people that have been part of the organizations 14, 15 years, and then the new era comes in and they start running things. That's what I see going on up here in Cumberland. I see an old era of coaches, hard-nosed football people. The new era comes in. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody's feelings get hurt. And you ruin the organizations. That's all. So if you want to help Colin out, definitely contact the Cumberland Town Hall, 401-728-2400. You know, you can actually go. It looks like they're up to 362 have signed when I started this live stream. But this isn't a live stream for Facebook. Maybe I can put some video clips on it and make it, throw it up on Facebook and YouTube and all that stuff. But right now it's just streaming over podcast formats. Like if you're driving in your car, you got a smart car, you say to it, yo, open a Can We Keep It Real podcast. That Siri lady will come up. She'll be like, I got you. You know what I mean? And it'll definitely, it'll bring you right up to it. But thank you to everybody supporting us. You know, shout out to Rhodey Gridiron Gym. Shout out to them. Shout out to Emerson Kilgore over there at 401 Strength and Fitness. And again, these are my own views. You know, it has nothing to do with people that are supporting me. I'm just seeing like this just doesn't look right. We talked about the former president of the league resigned over it. It says in this article right here that a bunch of board members stepped down. I mean, so definitely go to change.org and it's a Let Colin Play Youth Football for the Junior Clippers. Let me do this and I can copy it. And let me go here and then I could put it in the description in a minute. I don't want to do it now because I don't want to lose the stream. But if you want to see the Facebook interview or go check it out. Down below, you can listen to it. And you know what? Actually, yo, what's going on, everybody? How are we doing, football culture? You know, we moving along, going forward. You know, so much is going on going into this new football season. You know, we just getting ready for it, man. I'm going to give people a few minutes to get in here. Share this if you're catching this right away. Share it to any coaches, connections, Facebook pages you have. I'll give you a few minutes to share this because I just want to talk about this. You know, I heard a little something about this week. I had a coach on and his son is actually the kid in his photo, but I didn't realize lifetime ban. How does a six-year-old get a lifetime ban? And this is something that we built this platform on, keeping it real, talking about what's really going on. And to ban any six-year-old, like, you would read this and be like, whoa, how does a six-year-old get a lifetime ban? Like, and I don't care what the parent has done. I knew some pretty shady parents, and I never looked ill on their children. So again, how does a six-year-old get a lifetime ban? Please take the time right now to share this. I'm going to give you a few minutes to share it. Share it to any coach. Because you know what? If this is all fact, and in the petition, the man that writes the petition, it looks like it was started by a Jason Dean. Shout out to you. But it looks like there is an email attached. And I didn't want to just read this and talk about it. I wanted to show you. So take the time real quick. Share this. Because you know what? We're going to learn together how a six-year-old gets banned according to this petition. And this petition will definitely be in the link. But take the time to share this real quick. I mean, real talk, right? Keeping it real as you can really keep it according to the word. But I know people have all different definitions. Everyone thinks they're keeping it real here, keeping it real there. But look at this. Like, how do you even, now I'm going to read this, but I get a lot of these and I look them up. But this headline, let Colin play youth football for the Junior Clippers. Six-year-old gets a lifetime ban. Shame, shame, shame. And they only need 100 signatures. So come on, we need to get on this and sign the petition. And sometimes you have to ignore the messenger of certain things. Sometimes you don't like where the message is coming from, but it's a great, great message, you know. And I bring up Tekashi 6ix9ine a lot when I talk about that. You don't like his message, but he has a real message, man. Don't get involved in these bad things. So sometimes you have to ignore the messenger. But let's get into this. Started by Jason Dean. Started this petition to the mayor of the town of Cumberland and two others. But it says 6-year-old Colin Insko received a lifetime ban from the Cumberland Junior Clippers without even being part of the organization. That is an attached email. Shame on the Junior Clippers and shame on those who are part of the organization who are remaining silent. The next paragraph goes on to say, what hurts the victims is most is not the cruelty of the oppressor, but the silence of the bystander. In 2019, a personality conflict between a board member and Colin's father, Eddie, a member of the organization for 14 years, and then coach of Colin's 12-year-old brother, Austin, resulted in Eddie basically being removed from the organization for whatever reason. But whatever the reason, his son should still be allowed to play, right? That shouldn't even matter. A move that was a breach of the organization's bylaws. Subsequently, the Junior Clippers board attempted to also ban Colin's 12-year-old brother, which this says it would have been another breach of the organization's bylaws, and the attempted ban of Austin caused conflict among the board members and resulted in the resignation of six board members. I mean, if this is all what it's saying, anytime six board members step down, that's serious stuff, right? So ultimately, Austin was allowed to play and the board members rescinded their resignation. I'm glad they were stepping up for this kid. So now the board members go back in and it says, however, in the next election, the parents who were trying to ban the 12-year-old boy gained a majority of the board, used new power to gain breach the bylaws and ban a six-year-old. I mean, parents to the Cumberland Junior Clippers, you know, respectively, if this is all what it says it is, I mean, what do you got to say, man? You got to be ashamed of yourself. I mean, to ban any child, you ban the 12-year-old boy. It gained the majority of the board and used their new power to gain breach the bylaw ban a six-year-old. The irony is his brother is being allowed to play. That is kind of crazy. I don't like your father, but your older kid could play probably because he has some skills. Six-year-old's a little harder to play, but nah, he ain't going to play. But Colin, a lifelong Cumberland resident with a brother of the team, has been barred from playing on a team where neither the head or assistant coach have children in the organization. Please help Colin call the mayor and tell him not to allow this organization to use our fields if they ban six-year-old Colin. And the number is for Cumberland Town Hall, 401-728-2400. Let me go back. The older brother is being allowed to play. But Colin, who's the younger one, a lifelong resident of Cumberland with his brother on the team, has been barred from playing on a team who neither the head or assistant coach have children in the organization. Okay, I get that now. So neither head coaches. I mean, already it's only been an hour. It has 25 supporters. I mean, this is definitely crazy. If this is such the case, you know, and I don't know Eddie to fabricate anything, and for him willing to go this far, you know, I'm sure it is what it's saying. But to ban a six-year-old, I never, like, how are you going to ban a six-year-old? So I'm going to take a minute to put this in the description. Let me see. Give me one second. Okay, I gotta do something else first. But yeah, that's, I mean, you can look at it and read it right there. Six-year-old being banned. Let me see. Where is... Let's read some of the comments. Every child deserves a chance to play town sports, even if the adults disagree. The next comment. This is absolutely disgusting. No child should be bullied. This is bullying a child because the board has an issue with a parent. If a parent is removed from this, this child should not be punished and bullied. Exactly. And I agree with the writer, that the parent has been removed from the situation. So where's the problem? I'm speaking to the Cumberland Junior Clippers board, respectively. Why is one child allowed to play and the other is not? Disgusting. Imagine if this was your children and you had to tell one of these kids that you can't play. Even though your brother's playing and even though they allow you to play, you can't play because they don't like your daddy. Children should not be punished. You know what this is? This is just another example of the get along, go along gang. You get along, you go along. Why would they take it out on a kid? Sounds like their issue was not with them. You don't have to like every kid's parent. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's a fact, because if Just think about it. If youth football, you don't like what parents say, and youth football parents get subjective, they be talking. This is definitely disgusting. They should be replaced immediately. This is some bull. Complete abuse of power. I have children in the organization now. If this is a sign of things to come, you already know what the rest means. It's the right thing to do. So you definitely got to sign this petition. I'm going to get a link out there for it. If somebody is in the audience, they could actually put the link in the comment box. Because we should sign this petition. And just think, look at this kid, this poor little kid, 6 years old. He don't understand. He don't get it. He's like, why can't I play? Why do I got to cross three towns to play? And it's great that another organization would accept him in, you know, because you shouldn't deny any kid to play. I mean, if they denied me a right to play because things that my parents said, oh, my God, I would have never been allowed to do anything. As adults, we say things, man. You can't take it out on our children. What is this teaching him? And now his older brother's there. He's going to be the subject of people maybe pointing their fingers. Oh, your father, your father, your father. But no, not your father. The board, the board, the board. And what would the Cumberland Junior Clippers say? I'm curious. I don't know. But even so, what could you say that you're allowing one to play and the other to not play? The father was removed. And from what I understand, he had a lot of support. You could definitely leave a comment. I'll post your comment up on the screen. This is things that the podcast is built around, talking about things like this. Because things like this just should not be happening. Oh, let me get the link for you guys. 1 second. Here we go. Okay, let me go back here. Yeah, I'm putting the link in the comments right now. And definitely go follow Can We Keep It Real Unleashed, which is going to be a lot more edgier stuff. Okay, I just put the link in the comments, and I'll also put it up on, that might take a lot, put it up on the screen. But we'll go through this again for those of you that is just joining us. Little Colin, he plays football for the Junior Clippers. He gets a lifetime ban, wasn't even a member of the Clippers yet. Now, the backstory is his father was a coach for maybe one of the older teams. There was a problem, complaint. They put a move in to get rid of him, right? All right, so he's gone. Now, the father tries to sign the kid up. Oh, nope, he has a lifetime ban from the organization. And correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, if anybody wants to chime in. People that are part of the organization supposedly are remaining silent. I mean, you could read it for yourself. Colin's father, Eddie, which I met, very nice guy. Seems like and from what I heard, he'd done a lot over the last decade and a half for the organization. A lifetime Cumberland guy, owns his own business. Don't know him well, but what I know of him seems like a very, very nice guy that really just wants to teach his kids and other kids to play football. He hooked up with Coach D over there at the Scituate Spartans. They seem to be doing a great job in that organization. So he seems like a pretty decent guy. And you try to ban the brother Austin. That caused a lot of conflict. You had board members jumping out like they were double dutching. And then, of course, oh, yeah, we can't lose all these board members because you know what happens in these leagues when you start losing four or five board members. Oh, yeah. Cha-ching, cha-ching, respectively. And now Austin's allowed to play. And now the board members come back because, you know, none of these board members want to leave. But you know what an old-timer told me? He said, these organizations, the reason why they have so much problems because they want to vote the old-timers out. You want to let the new guys come in. And they're not willing to put in the work that it takes. I mean, if this is all it says it is, get this petition signed. No six-year-old. I don't care the reason. The only way a six-year-old should be banned from any youth sports, he's like a Craig Price or something. And this kid is not that. No six-year-old shall ever be banned from youth sports, especially before he ever gets a chance to start. I mean, really, Cumberland, is this your message? I thought we had some good programs up there. If this is what I'm reading, and I don't mean to go in on you like this, man. I really, really don't, but how does this not burn you? A little 8-year-old, I'll be like, yo, we the people. We have an uprising up there. And, you know, when Colin's father, he came on the podcast the other day, and we were talking about it, he was calm. I read this. If I was him, I would have been in my bag. I would have been ripping. So I didn't really think it was that big. I mean, yeah, it's always a big deal when a six-year-old, but when you read this, I mean, for real, this just can't happen. Like, when you have a six-year-old that has a lifetime ban without even being part of the organization, but his older brother's playing because you don't like his father, can you explain that to me? That's all I'm saying, man. I'm trying to be fair here, but reading, being the judge of this. And I mean, I know some parents. I've seen parents in you. Yeah, some parents and some coaches can be overbearing. Not even say they can't. And I'm not saying that was Eddie's situation. I'm not even saying Eddie was above and beyond because I don't know that. But even if he was, how are we going to fault the parents? I mean, how are we going to hurt the kids for what the parents do? The parent was removed from the organization. As long as there's a responsible adult bringing the kid back and forth to practice, showing up for the games, the dues are paid. There's no reason this kid should not be allowed to play. So, Cumberland Junior Clippers, I ask you, are you going to reconsider this? Because I can't imagine what you would say to justify it. Unless you have no six-year-old program. So, there's really no... I have an 8-year-old. When this guy came on the other day, he was calm. I would have been in my... I told you, I would have been in my bag. I would have definitely, you would have known about it. I mean, oh, for sure you would have known about it. If that was my child, and trust me, like, I know a thing or two about, you know, your kids playing, you going in on people, you going in on coaches, because trust me, I went in on quite a few. But I would be running around like this dude if that was my kid. We can't be giving six-year-olds a lifetime ban. I mean, and I know there's been a few people watching. I can see the numbers going up and down. You want to leave a comment, that's cool. Yeah, I better sign this petition because no six-year-old should go through this. No six-year-old should be subject to be banned and his brother's playing. It's not even right. It's not even right. But we're definitely, we'll get into this a little later. Make sure you sign the petition. I put it in the comments below. I will also definitely, I mean, I'm curious what the Clippers got to say about this. But Clippers, man, what are you going to do? It's not looking too good. And these are the things that have to be talked about. And I know people say, oh, it's youth sports. We shouldn't be getting into all this controversy. But you know what? Things like this is what needs to be talked about from time to time. I mean, how can we keep it real if we're allowing six-year-old boys, six-year-old girls, six-year-old children to be banned before they even get a chance? That's like you're a teacher in the school. They don't like your views. They get rid of you. You go to sign your six-year-old up for school. Nah, he can't go. His father's off the chain. We can't be banning six-year-olds. No matter, I mean, you took the parent out of the situation. So, like, the parent is not even in the organization anymore. The older brother is in the organization. And from what this is saying, it's also a breach of the organization's bylaws. And this is why these youth organizations have bylaws. And there's a lot of great youth organizations in this state. A lot of great, great youth organizations. But then there's also a lot of bad youth organizations. We hear a lot this season, holding kids back, not letting them progress up to high school. We hear a lot going up to New Hampshire, doing some iffy things. And it just looks bad on Rhode Island as a state. And this is more black guys on our culture. Because look, if you're banning a six-year-old, like, you're really banning a six-year-old? And from what this is saying, and like I said, I don't know Mr. Eddie to be a liar. It looks like a straight shooter to me. He said his son, and he didn't even start this petition. It was started up in Cumberland. It was petitioned right to the mayor for the town of Cumberland. And two others, and I wondered, like, what's the mayor really got to do with it? But then I realized that the mayor, President Bill Hogan, Rhode Island preteen football, we need to get at Bill Hogan, see what he has to say. To my moderator, send a message to Mr. Hogan. Tell him he's on the clock. Superintendent of schools, town of Cumberland, what do you got to say? Because these are fields that are operated, that are probably owned by the town. They're probably owned by the town. And if this is what it is, we just can't let it ride. The older kid could play. The parents taken out of the situation. And it says here it was a breach of the bylaws. The junior Clippers board then attempted to also ban Collins' 12-year-old brother, another breach of the organization's bylaws. The attempted ban of Austin caused conflict among the board and resulted in resignations. You know what resignations mean in small little football organizations? So I don't even got to tell you how many people were jumping like, oh, my God, six board members were going to bounce. But then, oh, well, yeah, Austin can play. Oh, yeah, I bet you might have decided that before them board members got to that parking lot. Because you can't have that happen. But bottom line, nothing against Cumberland Junior Clippers, right? But this is, like, uncalled for. You can't be banning six-year-olds. What are you going to do? The board's in your court. Definitely go sign this petition. Right now it says it's at 37. Let's go. Go sign this petition. As soon as I'm done with this broadcast, I'm definitely going to go sign it. I'm going to put it up on the podcast page. Go sign this petition because no six-year-old should have a lifetime ban. And I got nothing against this organization. Yeah, I mean, but when you start to ban little six-year-old kids, like, come on, there's a reason. That's what's up. Sign. See? There we go. And I would do this for any six-year-old kid. Like, that's just, I already told you, if this was me, I would have been up there like Tekashi 6ix9ine, screaming. And like when Coach Ed came on here, I told you he was calm. He was like, and then when I read this, it has a whole type of different feel. Is it right? No. You know what I mean? And I usually don't like, you know, I'm trying to be nice, trying to be positive, go into this season with a nice positive attitude, you know, like people just do what you got to do. Be a coach to your kids. Coach them to be men first. Forget all the shady business. Too much shady things going on behind doors. And don't even say what you're talking about. Because you already know what it is, man. You already know what it is. And since we're talking about support, right? Definitely a lot of these high school programs need our support. Schools like Ponagansett, Scituate, Central High School, you know, places like West Warwick. So when they have fundraisers, I always like to show up and at least promote their fundraisers because it's tough enough for these programs to even get by. But if you're in the West Warwick area, you see bills they're having on, I think it is August 12th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 20% of all dining and takeout go directly to the West Warwick Wizards, which have a new coach this season. And they're also having a car wash over Rhode Island. Go support. Get your butt out there. If you have trucks, you got to bring a tip. I'm only saying. And you already know we got to go sign this petition right now. Go support Colin. Shout out to Colin. And maybe we'll talk to this little guy soon. You know what I mean? It always kind of will light a kid up for, you know, he's on the computer, you feel like he's on TV. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Colin. And Colin, you keep digging in, and then when you get big and make it to the big levels, you can go back and for your Hall of Fame be like, you know what? I remember them Cumberland Clippers, what they did to me. But yo, keep it real, Colin. Keep your head above water. Shout out to everybody doing the right thing. Shout out to the new era of coaches because my opinion in this high school football right here, the top tier is the new era. We have top tier coaches and them top tier coaches are the new era right now. It's a whole new ball game, man. But we're going to come in tonight. I think we're going to talk a little bit about Max Preps tonight. But if anybody wants to come on tonight, they have something they want to talk about, they have a fundraiser you want to promote, you already know. I got your back. Colin, stand tall. Don't worry about these guys. We got you.